Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection, where your host is Pastor D.L. Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. It is Man Up Monday. First, give honor to God, who's the head of our life. We welcome you, we welcome you. The scripture for this morning is Psalms 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you desires of your heart. Again, the scripture was Psalms 37:4. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is an honor and privilege, as always, to come to you guys live every morning and to share our first fruit with you guys as you along with you as you share your first fruit. Before we go any further, let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, God, that you have blessed us to see. God, we thank you, Father, for your hand of mercy and your hand of grace, God. We thank you for keeping us all night long, God. God, as the enemy ran rapid across the city, Father God, you were there to protect and watch over us, and we want to say thank you for your loving grace and your loving kindness, Father, that has continued to be with us on today. God, we thank you for covering those that are under the sound of our voices on this morning. Father, we pray that you would touch them in a mighty way. God, those that are under the sound of our voices, God, whatever the issues may be on this morning, God, whatever, God, is going on, God, the chaos in their mind, the noisome pestilence that's in their ear, God, if there's something that is on their heart, God, that is keeping them from feeling your presence on this morning, God, we pray, God, that you will remove that very thing, God. God, that they will be able to feel you on this morning. God, we thank you for strength, life, love, and the ability, God, to stand firm in who you are and whose we are in you. And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' mighty and rich name do we pray. Amen and amen and amen again. Thank you guys again so very much for being with us on this morning and taking out the time to be with us. We want to also make sure that we acknowledge those countries that are listening in on this morning. And those countries are the United States, of course. There's Canada, there's Brazil, there's Guyana, there's Ghana, there's Nigeria, there's Kenya, there's South Africa. There's Germany, there's Saudi Arabia, China, and Hong Kong. Thank you guys so very much for tuning in and listening in on the broadcast on this morning. And thank you so much for your support. We are so greatly appreciative for all that you guys do. And please, please, please continue to listen in. And if you have not had an opportunity to share the broadcast, please share the broadcast. Please share the good news of Jesus Christ and his coming and his resurrection, God, resurrection to God, by sharing the broadcast. We thank you so much again for that you do for us. On this morning, we just want to take out the time to just say we love you guys so much. We love you guys so much. We love you guys so much. And this morning, I will be the one that will be bringing the word on this morning. Amen. I will be our guest speaker on this morning. You know, every so often, God gives me the urgency in my heart to share with you guys. And this was one of those times when God gave me that urgency to share with you on this morning. And so before we go any further, let us go into prayer for the word. Father, we thank you for your word on this morning. God, we thank you for the strength and life that it shall be. God, we thank you for the amazingness of who you are. God, we thank you for the loving kindness and the gentle mercies, oh God, that you show forth every day. And Father, we thank you for the word that you are going to share with the people on this morning. God, we pray, God, that as we break the bread of life, God, that you would give us the ability, Father, to speak clearly of speech, oh God. God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen, 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 and amen again. This morning, family, you will find me in a very familiar passage of Scripture. It is not foreign to us, this passage. And again, you will find him in a very familiar passage of scripture. You'll find me this morning in the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 will be where we will be coming from on this morning. I'll give you some time to kind of hunt for it and find it. Those of you all who are following along with us on this morning, Isaiah 61, Isaiah 61, starting at verse 1. Isaiah 61, starting at verse 61. Now, those of you all that are listening in on this morning via the web, you can also call in this morning. And that number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. You can press 1 to speak with the host if you would like prayer, if you would like to share your testimony. And again, when you press that 1, we will stop what we're doing and we will actually pray for you, because we realize that that there are some things that people need to acknowledge that and do what God is telling us to do and stop what we're doing, you know, and just begin to pray for those who need prayer. And we will do that for you. Amen. Excuse me. Again, Isaiah 61 and verse 1. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. And we will start at, 61 verse 2. And the word of the Lord reads, "To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Verse 4 says, "And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall rise up from their former desolations, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. Strangers shall stand and be fed and feed your flocks, and the sons of your foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers." We're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there. For clarity's sake, we wanted to put a tag on this word, and the title of it is "Your Tears Are Just Temporary." Your tears are just temporary. Your tears are just temporary. Your tears are just temporary. Before we go any further, I wanted to clarify the different types of tears. We go through life and we cry, and sometimes the tears that we cry these tears, and we can't identify the reason why we cry. Sometimes we know exactly why we cry, but sometimes we cry and we don't know why we cry. But I wanted to identify the tears. There's tears of hurt from people. There's tears of pain from injury. There's tears of pain from disappointments in life. Thank you. There's tears of disappointment from life. Now, we go through these tears. We go through these tears because at some point, somewhere in our life, at some juncture in our life, we're going to experience some type of hurt. Excuse me, y'all. I have a little bit of a cold. Y'all forgive me for that. For all these this stuff that's going on the background. But our tears that we cry, these tears are tears that come through so many times. We may be going through a very rough time in our life. We may be going through something that we don't understand. We may be going through a very disappointing portion of our life. We may be experiencing something sometimes that we cannot explain. You know, at one point in my life, I was going through such a bad place in my heart and in my mind, and I was very vexed in my spirit. I was very vexed in my mind. I was very vexed in my heart. I was very vexed in myself, period. And it was just to the point to where I began to cry, and I did not understand the reason for my crying, but I just began to weep, and I was crying and could not pinpoint why I was crying like I was crying. And I began to just ask God. I said, God, why am I so filled with this thing of feel like I'm just breaking down, or I'm breaking apart, or I'm falling apart. And God began to show me something. He began to show me that these tears that I'm crying, and the place that I'm crying, yes, I'm crying because of what's going on, but these tears that I'm crying are just temporary. Just hang on in there. Just don't throw in the towel yet, because yet there is still something for me to do inside of you. Just hold on. Don't get weary in well doing. Don't get frustrated. This is my word to somebody this morning. Don't get frustrated in well doing, because at the end of the day, can I be the bearer of good news for some? And I heard somebody say to me, the power bearer of bad news for somebody else. That the place that you're crying right now is not a permanent place. This place that you're in right now is just to give you the ability right now to release those things that's on your heart, so you can watch this, so you can get your bearings. Don't worry about how rough the road may be. Don't worry about how bad the thing may look. Don't worry about how much pain you're in. Don't worry about how many times you failed. Don't worry about how many times you lost. Don't worry about how many times people have let you down. Don't worry about how many times people have spit in your face. God bless you. No matter how many times people have called you, why still want to do something real evil to them? Come on here, let's be real. You know, sometimes we can be so frustrated in a place. We can be so agitated in a place to where we just want to go back to the old man. Can we talk about the old man for about 5 seconds this morning? We want to go back to the old man, go back to the old landmark, and pick up where we left off. You know, pick up that $5 special with that Saturday night special, and load him up and go on and ride down into the hood and take care of it like we did back in the old days. You know how it was when you call your boys. You still got that number. You call them, all your boys, say, man, it's about to go down. We need to take care of something. Come on and take a ride with me so we can handle our business. You know, you want to go back to that old place. You want to go back to that old mindset. But can I help you this morning? It's not needed for you to go back into those old things, because these tears are just temporary. You have to go through a broken place in order for you to get to your blessed place. Come on here, somebody. Come on, ride with me for a minute. Ride with your boy. Ride with your boy for a minute. Sometimes you have to go through a broken place. Yeah, God help these people this morning. Preach to me this morning. Sometimes you have to go through the broken place. You got to go through the valley and the shadow of death. But see, there's a clause in that. He said, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Lo, thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You can go through this valley of the shadow of death One writer said, it talks about how it is the plunging into a deep and dark place to where you can't feel anything. One writer talks about it. He calls it the belly of hell, Jonah says, when he was in the belly of the big fish. He said he was in a belly of hell. How many of y'all under the sound of my voice have you ever been in the belly of hell, in a place of hurt, in a place of pain, in a place of disappointment, in a place of distraction and distress, where you don't understand why you went through it? But help me right here. See, sometimes we're in places because we built these prisons ourselves. Come on here and preach this morning. Some of us are in solitary confinement because it's of our own doing. Come on and preach like you know how to preach then, Reverend. Some of these places that we are in is because, watch this here, we missed the mark. Some of these places we're in is because we made the mistake. But can I be the bearer of good news? Even though we made those mistakes, it's not until we get to the place where we understand, okay, God, I see what you're saying now. I have to repent. So you repent and ask God to fix you so you can do better. Come on in and preach to them then. Preacher, I don't want y'all to turn the radio station. I don't want y'all to shut it down. I don't want y'all to hang up on me. So let me talk about me, because I don't want y'all to feel like I'm just isolating y'all on this morning. But can I talk about me? Can I tell you sometimes in my life, some places in my life, some things I've created on my own, some of my desolated places I made on my own, some of my most heart-wrenching places I made on my own, some of the most difficult things I've done on my own, some of the words that I have spoke on my own, some of the incredible places of despair and pain and hurt I put myself in. It was me, just me. Can I be your voice of reason this morning? Because sometimes we make decisions in life that causes us to be in tears. How many of you under the sound of my voice right now are in a crying place because of a decision you made on your own, almost destroyed your entire being, almost destroyed everything about you, almost destroyed every inkling of who you are because you made a decision to be in a place that, watch this here, was not designed for you to be. Allow me to deal with the text. The text says to proclaim liberty to the captive and to open the prison doors of those who are bound. Now, this is verse 1. This is verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty to the captives. See, when you're in this place, when you're in this place of desolation, it'll behoove you to find people who have a word of change. Oh, good God from Zion. See, We don't need no feel good message coming from Dr. Feel Good behind the pulpit. Come on, let's preach this morning. Let's preach this morning. We need somebody who's going to give us the medication that we need to get better. See, because watch this here. The Bible says in these last days we're going to cleave unto ourselves those that are seeking for the ones who have itching ears. Now, the reason why this text is so important for me to interject here is because when you're already in a place of desolation, you don't need to be caught in a place to where you're going to be pulled deeper into a place to where, watch this, you're going to continue to stumble. I'm going to take a sip of coffee because that right there, that was deep. I'm going to go and get on it. I'm going to sip it. I'm going to let it sit on you while I take me a sip of my coffee. Mm-hmm. Because watch what God does. God will do for you what needs to be done, but watch here. You got to be in a place where you are focused. Not focused on the foolery, not focused on the nonsense, not focused on the what's the word I'm looking for this morning? Not focused on the nonsense of this world, but you have to be focused on trying to get better. My God, today you need to be focused on trying to be healed and delivered and set free from the place of bondage, because the enemy desires, my God, from Zion, to keep you in this place of bondage. As long as he can keep you bound, as long as he can keep you captive, as long as he can keep you captivated. Come on here, preacher, talk about being captivated. As long as he can continue to get you to stay on Facebook and look for these miracle glow preachers. Yeah, come on here. Lord, I'm preaching this morning. As long as they can keep you on TikTok, looking at all of this stuff on TikTok, as long as they can keep you on Instagram, and as long as they can keep you on What's that other one? Periscope. Looking at all this other old craziness on Periscope. See, you need to cleave unto yourself someone who's going to give you the medication that you need to be healed, set free, and delivered. You already captive. You already in prison. Your heart is already broken. You're already in a desolated place. You're already among the ruins. What more? What do you need more to distract you outside of what's already going on? He says, "The Spirit of the Lord, God, is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and open the prison doors to those who are bound." You know, the more I read it, the more I see the world right now, the more I see this world that we're in right now. I'm going to say it again because it makes sense. The more I read it, the more I see this world we're in right now. This world is filled with brokenhearted people, people that are poor, not poor in finances, not poor in their homes, but poor in spirit. You can walk around with $1 million in your pocket and still be poor in spirit. You can walk around with all the money in the bank and pay all your bills and still be broken in spirit. You don't believe me? Research how many millionaires have committed suicide. Research how many superstars have committed suicide. Research how many people who have been in fame and fortune and had these Fortune 500 companies and committed suicide. Can I go a little bit deeper? Research and see how many preachers. Have committed suicide simply because they are poor in spirit. But can I, let me help you. Let me help you this morning. Let me help you this morning. He said to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. I'm going to stop right there. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord. When is the acceptable year of the Lord? Let me help you. Your acceptable year starts right now. Come on here. Help me preach this morning. Your acceptable year is right now. When you come into the mindset that I am no longer going to be captivated, I'm no longer going to be suffering in the place of poor in spirit, poor in my heart, poor in my thinking, poor in my mentality. I am now going to receive unto me the acceptable year of the Lord. I am going to walk in my acceptable year, and my acceptable year is right now. Can I help you this morning? Can I help you? There are those that are under the sound of my voice right now that needs to hear this. Your acceptable year starts when you get up from that broken place and say, I'm no longer going to be a victim, but I'm going to be the victor. I cannot continue to be laying in this place that I'm in. I can't continue to be stressed out behind something. Watch this here. That I know that God has already set me from and delivered me from. I cannot be, watch this here, continually entangled in this place that God has already called me to be free from. I will walk in complete and total freedom, because it's time for me to be in that place. He says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. There is a time of vengeance that God is going to set against all the things that is in our life that has come to captivate, to be captive to us, to keep us in this place to where we think that this is where we belong. Can I help those who are under the sound of my voice? Let me preach you to your blessed place. Let me preach you to your hope place. Let me hope you to your happy place this morning. Can I help you? God has vengeance set against this thing that you have in your life that is not of him. But the thing about it is, we have to allow God to erect vengeance for us. How do you do that? I'm so glad you asked. The Worldwide Gospel Connection people, y'all ask the greatest questions. The way you do that is you release this thing to God. You release this thing to God. I don't want to hold y'all too long. This is getting good to me. I might probably have to do a part two. But listen. He says to counsel those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Verse 9 says, and they shall rebuild the old ruins, and they shall raise up a firm desolation. I'm sorry, they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolation of many generations. And then he says in verse 5, he says, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the foreigner shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. Now, after all of that crying that you done, after all of that places that you done, God will send to you someone, or he will send a repairing of your broken place. Now, I'm going to share something with you real quick. These tears that you cry are needful. Because I'm going to tell you why they're needful. I'm going to tell you why your tears are needful. Your tears are needful because, see, anytime you cry over a place, it has a meaning to you. It has an emotional attachment to you. So you could cry about it, but watch this. Don't live in it. Can I help you? Don't set up camp. Don't build camp in this place. Don't get no tent in despair. Don't get no wood and get no stucco and get no boards and get no nails and no hammers and build you no house in depression. Because watch this. These things, these places that you're in, are just temporary. These are only just stop by. See, you're gonna go through the stuff that you're gonna go through. Yes, you're gonna have pain, sorrows, hurt. You're gonna be in a place to where sometimes you don't know your right hand from your left. But guess what? At the end of the day, God has a plan already set up and orchestrated for your life. Only thing you have to do is stay focused and stay in the place of what God is doing, because he is moving by his power and by his strength. But we can't lose heart in what God is doing. We can't become so I guess the only word I can describe it as, we can't become so emotionally attached to that place. Because when we become emotionally attached to that place, watch what we lose. We lose the understanding that God is in control. God is in control. Bishop Paul Martin has a song. And the title of the song is called Your Tears. Now, I'm first to share a couple of verses of the song because I feel that this will help somebody this morning. It says, your tears are just temporary reliefs. Your tears are just a release of the pain, sorrow, grief. Your tears are expressions that can't be controlled. A little crying is all right, but after a while, you won't have to cry no more. Don't you worry, God's going to wipe away every tear from your eye. And then they go into the chorus and say, I won't have to cry no more. Can I help you this morning? There's a time for everything under the sun. The book of Ecclesiastes said there is a time for everything under the sun. He said there's a time for mourning and there's a time for dancing. There's a time, if you read it, it just goes into all, there's a time for planting and there's a time for plucking up. He said there's a time for gathering stones and he said there's a time for casting stones away. You just go through all of that and know that there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. There is a reason and a purpose for everything under the sun. In other words, basically what I'm telling you is don't trip about having to go through a place of desolation or storm. Don't fall apart. Don't lose your footing. Don't lose your mindset. Don't lose what God is doing in your life. Don't lose your push. Don't lose your drive. Because watch it, at the end of the day, God is still in control. He's working that thing out for you. Yeah, you're going to cry. Yeah, you're going to have some grief. Yeah, you're going to have some sorrows. Summed it up for you. Yeah, you're going to go through. But watch it. After you get through crying, God's going to wipe every tear from your eye. God is going to wipe away your tears. He's going to give you the strength to be able to stand strong and who he is in your life. Only thing you got to do, baby girl, only thing you have to do, baby boy, is just stay focused and let the devil know that even though I may be crying right now, yeah, you might have caught me on a real rough day. It might have been one of them times where I've been pushed a little bit too far. This might have been one of them times where you drove me just a little bit too far. This might have been one of them times where you pushed that button and I really did. I lost it for a minute. I lost my footing. I lost my ground. I lost it. Yeah. I might even cussed. I might even said some words that might have been unseemly and unbecoming of a Christian. I'm come on here and preach then, Reverend, then preach. I may have even said some things that was like the one that looked like that didn't fit my title. But guess what? At the end of the day, there is a place that God will bring you to that no matter how rough it may seem, no matter how turbulent the trials may be, God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Let me help you. God designed crying to become your building place. Any doctor you talk to will tell you, don't hold your emotions in. It's unhealthy. Because it's detrimental to your health. Can I put a pin right here? After you cried, get up. After you've cried, you've got to get up. After you have cried all your tears, after you wept to the place to where it is uncontrollable weeping going on in your life, you, my friend, you, my brother, you, my sister, you have to get up. 1 Samuel 30 talks about the raid at Ziklag. The Amalekites raided the city after David and his men won the battle at Ziklag. Now, just as a point of reference to you that are under the sound of my voice, that I don't ever want you to think that that your battles are for nothing, but realize that that your battle, my brothers and my sisters, that right after a real good battle, is always going to be an attack. After you come out on the other side of your storm, that's why I tell people you are either in one of three places in your life. You're either in a storm, going through a storm, or you're on your way to a storm. So don't ever think that when you do with the battle that this is going to be the end. Yeah, you're going to have a break. You're going to have a breather. But don't let your guard down, because there's always going to be a battle. You're always going to have to fight the good fight of faith. You're going to always have to do what the book of Ephesians 6 says, after you've done all to stand. Stand therefore with your loins girded about with truth. You're going to have to go through some type of battle, some type of storm after the storm. Yeah, because see, you if you really want to know the truth, a battle really is a form of a storm. Because in battle, you're going to lose some things. You're going to conquer and you're going to win some stuff, but you're going to lose some things in battle. I don't know no war that's ever been fought that there was not some type of casualty, some type of way. If you didn't lose people, you lost stuff. If you didn't lose stuff, you lost a piece of yourself. If you didn't lose a piece of yourself, somebody that was with you lost a piece of themselves. You're going to lose something in battle. But the one thing that's constant about battle is that when you come out on the other side of victory, yeah, when you come out on the other side where you got your hand raised and you said that I've overcome that thing that has come to overcome me, yeah, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to raise my hand and I'm going to say, God, you did that thing one more time. I'm good, Lord. I've been through it and I've suffered some things, but I'm good now. Now here, David is at Ziklag. David is at Ziklag, and after David reached back to Ziklag after he was done the battle and won the battle, he gets back to Ziklag. And once he gets back to Ziklag, he sees that the camp has been burnt down. His wives and his sons and the sons of his men and the wives of his men have been captured by the edge of the sword. They didn't kill him, but they took him. And it says in the text, as you begin to read down a little bit further, that David and his men wept uncontrollably. These brothers cried. It's something. Let me help you real good. Let me preach it to your happy place, drive you to your destiny, push you to your purpose. When a man cries to the point, to where he ain't got no more power to cry, the text says. One text said they cried until they had no more tears. If a man gets to that place to where he's crying to where he ain't got no more tears, he done came to the end of himself. Come on here. He done came to the end of his manhood. Let me help you, because I'm a man. Let me talk about when a man cries. When a man cries to the point to where he look, all of his emotions, he done been through all of his emotions. He's mad, upset, he's depressed, he's mortified, he's ready to go out and kill somebody, he's ready to go out and do some real bad things to some people. people. He's ready to go back and pick up where he left off at back in the world. He's ready to do what he does best, and that is make people pay. Listen to me carefully. This man, these men were warriors. These men were warriors. These were men that battled alongside David. They fought this war. They fought this battle against the Amalekites with this man, and they wept
until they had no more tears.
Some of these men, I have to be honest with you, I believe some of them mentally snapped. Yeah. Some of these men mentally snapped. They lost it. Yeah. Because they looked at their situation and they saw, my wife is gone. My children are gone. I don't know if I want to cry or if I want to go out and I want to just find whoever it is and just run them through with the sword. I'm sitting here and I'm crying and I'm mad and I'm upset and I'm ticked off and I want to go out and I want to take care of this myself. Get to the end. Oh, man. But he weeps. All my brothers out here that's on the line with me, all these brothers that's on the line with me, I understand when you get to that place to where you just cry until there is nothing left inside of you. You are emotionally blank. And your brothers sat here and they looked over at David. Read the text. You're the reason why my wife and my children are not here. If I wouldn't have went in the battle with you. If I wouldn't have fought this thing with you and been here with my wife and kids, I could have done something about what was going on. Went in a battle with you. I fought alongside you. My wife and my son and my daughters are gone because of you. This man got so upset and agitated, so ticked off and so frustrated, so mad, so desolated about what was going on. These brothers picked up stones and got ready to stone David to death. Should have killed you. My family gone. You finna be gone. We were watching a movie the other day, and this brother told this man, he said, if you want your son to see his next birthday, you better save mine. Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't get it. Sometimes us as men, we get to that point to where we're going to tell you. Yeah. You can play with a whole lot of things. But my family, you crossed the line playing with my family. So here, this man is. He's getting ready to get stoned. Now, let me backtrack and help you. David's family is gone too. David's wives are gone too. David is weeping too. David is emotionally jacked up too. David then cried until he ain't got no more tears too. David then cried until his emotions and everything is all jacked up too. Broken just like they are. Torn up just like they are. But they didn't see David's emotional breakdown in the place of their emotional breakdown. Can I help you hurt people? Hurt people. When you emotionally jacked up, you hurt people. That's not, I get it. Because sometimes it's not intentional. It's not intentional. You don't do it on purpose. It's not an intentional thing that you do, but it happens because you are so emotionally tore up. You're emotionally jacked up. You're emotionally distraught. This thing is painful. You're running through this thing. And it hurts. So here, David is broken. Getting ready to get stoned to death. And he does something that blesses my heart. David looks at Elimelech, and he tells him, he said, bring me here the ephod. Those of you all who are Bible scholars, you know what an ephod is, but I'm going to help the ones that don't know what the ephod is. Let me break down what the ephod is. The ephod is the priestly garment. David called for his priestly garment. I was trying to understand why would the captain of the army bring the ephod on a battle raid. God began to help me with something because, watch me, I done preached this so many times. I done preached this thing so many times. Y'all got to understand, I done preached this so many times. But God began to show me the purpose for the ephod being brought into battle. But because, watch this, in order for you to get to the battle, you first have to realize that you can't do the battle by yourself. You need to have something on your side outside of the warrior. You come on here. You can't do a battle. You can't fight this thing by yourself. You got to realize that at some point somewhere in this battle, you're going to have to turn to the Lord and say, okay, God, here I am. You got to talk to me. Give me something strategic to do in this thing. Right here. Show me what to do in the place of where I am. My hurt, my pain, my frustration, my agitation of what's going on. It's hard for me to see. Show me what to do. So here, David is getting ready to be stoned. Emotionally jacked up. But he does something very peculiar. He calls for the ephod, tells him, bring me here the ephod. And when he grabs hold to the ephod, the Bible says, he said he inquired of the Lord. He says these words in the text, read it for yourself. Samuel 3, chapter 1. He says, shall I pursue them? That was the question. He says, shall I pursue them? That's all he asked. That was the question. He said, shall I go after these boys for what they've done?
First off, you got to understand the reason for the question that he asked. He don't want to move and operate out of what God is doing, because God could have very well been in the midst of doing something totally different. The reason why some of us is in the condition that we in is because we ain't asked the Lord, shall I be with Billy Ray? Shall I be with Susie Q? Shall I be on this job? Shall I be with this? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on my soul. Shall I buy this house? Shall I buy this car? Shall I come on here? Shall I start this business? And then he waited. Shall I pursue them? One question. But God is so bad, he gave him a twofold answer. Only thing you got to do is just be faithful and stay in the position and the place. Because, see, even though David lost it for a minute, because, see, we are emotional creatures. We're going to lose. When we lose stuff, especially stuff that we love, we kind of tend to get kind of temperamental about some stuff. I'm just here to help you. I'm here to preach to you. I'm here to preach until you have to pray. Sometimes we just get a little emotional. We lose it. Sometimes, but can I help you in the losing of it? Let me help you. He lost it. But he inquired of God, shall I pursue them? The Lord says, pursue, overtake, and recover all. He answered his question. He said, pursue them. Overtake them and recover all. He gave them a twofold answer in a onefold question.
Yeah.
Now, listen, most of y'all would say this is a threefold answer. No, it's not a threefold answer because he answered the question that he asked. He asked the question. The only thing he answered was, shall I overtake him? That was a one-fold question. He answered that question, but then he gave him three answers to one question. He said, you're going to pursue, overtake, and recover all. He told him to do it in that order. See, let me help you with orders. Let me help you with marching orders. When you're in the military give you what they call marching orders. All my military people, thank you for your service. The military, they give you what they call marching orders, and these marching orders, you follow these marching orders to a T. You do not deviate from the marching order. I told y'all a while back that God deals with things in the natural and the spirit. First natural, then spiritual. Listen to what the text says. He said, pursue them, overtake them, and recover all. In order for him to get to the place where he needed to be, he needed to follow these orders to the T. That's the reason why when you're in your storm and you're in your place of crying, that is a necessity that you follow the orders to a T, because your end results will be better when you follow your orders to a T. When you follow the instructions of the Lord to a T, when you do exactly what God says, when God says cut them loose, cut them loose. When God says it's time for you to stop dealing with them, stop dealing with them. When the Lord says enough is enough, enough is enough. When God says don't go there anymore, don't go there anymore. There's a reason for him putting these orders in place, because either one of two things is going to happen. Come here, let's talk. Either he's going to do like he did Sodom and Gomorrah, where he just shut the city down, because he told Abraham, he said, take your wife and your children and get out of here, because I'm fit to kill every last one of them. I'm fit to take the city out. Everybody had the mentality to leave except for Abraham's wife. Thank you. Abraham's wife literally was not prepared to leave. We always thought that she physically turned and looked at the city, but our heart was still with the city. That's why she turned into a pillar of salt. Can I help you? God will make you salty. God will make you salty. He will make you salty. Why would he make you salty? Why would he make you salty? He will make you salty because, watch this here, your heart ain't in it. And if your heart ain't in it, what's the use of you being there? If your heart, oh, come on, preacher. You preaching like you from the old school now. If your heart ain't in it, what's the use of you being there? What's the use of you putting all the 10, 20, 30, 40% effort into it, the 120, 120% effort in it? What's the use of you putting your whole mindset, your whole spirit, your whole man into it? What's the use of you putting all that effort into a place? You giving 100% and they giving 25%. You giving 120%, and they giving 4%. What's the use of you being there? If God say it's time for you to cut the tie. Because watch, let me help you with cutting ties. Let me help you this morning. Give me about 2 minutes, and I'm going to cut this thing off, and we're going to go to commercial. If you have the audacity to put in 110% into anything that you are in partnership with anybody, I don't care if it's a marriage, a relationship, a friendship, a partnership, a business, y'all selling cupcakes together, y'all selling cookies together, y'all selling cool cups together. If you're putting in 100% in and they putting 10% in, they putting 20% in, they putting 5% in, they putting 50% in, they putting 60% in, you putting the whole 100%, you might need to cut the ties to find out what you're going to do next. Because the only thing you're doing is spinning your wheels with people. You spin your wheels with people, and that creates remorse. I don't even know why I'm here. That creates barriers, upset, agitation, frustration in so many places in your life. And then you try to figure out, and excuse my common vernacular, why in the hell am I here? What am I doing here? Why am I attached to this place of hell that I'm in right now? Why would I go through this hellacious place that I'm in, dealing with all of this stuff, all of this turmoil and hurt and pain and frustration? Why am I here? Cut your losses, boo-boo. Cut your losses. Say goodbye. Kiss them on the cheek. Shake their hands. Give them high five. Y'all do the hip bump, whatever y'all do. Cut your losses and go on about your business. Because you wasting precious time on something or on somebody that don't mean you no good. Amen. Amen. And amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that it was life and it was strength. It was the ability, Father God, to see us to another dimension in you. Father, our prayer today is that this word went forth, God, in the magnitude in which you desired for it to be. Father, I did not want to preach myself. I wanted to preach you. And Father, I pray that that is what was taking place on today, God, that I preached your word, God, and that there were lives that were changed and strengthened for coming. Father, I pray, God, that every word that was preached to these that were under the sound of our voices on this morning, God, that they were transformed in the way in which you would desire for them to be transformed. Father, we pray for those, God, that are in that place to where they have been crying, God. God, and they need the strength to be able to stand and keep on going. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, that your tears are just temporary. Don't cry yourself all the way into a frenzy with this thing. Let God be God and the devil be a liar. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. We'll be right back. You're listening to Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Would you cry that out in this room today?
I want more.
Welcome back to Worldwide Gospel Connection with your host, Pastor Dia Douglas Sr. and myself, Minister Kashima Douglas. It is Man Up Monday. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer.
Amen. God bless you so very much, guys, for joining us on this morning. Just an awesome privilege and time to share in the work of the Lord, and just an honor as always, just to be a part of your day to share the uncompromisable gospel of Jesus Christ. And we thank you so much for your continual support to be a part of what we do here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and know that in what God has set and orchestrated and done in this hour that we have been on the broadcast, that He has done some magnificent things. He has done some overwhelming things in our life, and we thank God for that. We thank God for Him. And for Him doing what He does best, and that is be God and be big in our life. And we thank you. We thank the Lord for just that opportunity to share with you guys on a day-to-day basis, like we do. We're so honored. We have reached a portion of the broadcast where we do the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. So what we would like, what we're going to do is we're going to I'm going to go ahead and relinquish my stand, and my lovely wife is going to do the scripture, and then we'll come back and we'll do the Overcomer's Prayer.
Good morning again. The Overcomer Scripture is Romans 10:9. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved.
Amen. Amen. Most important part to what she said. Well, the entire scripture is important, but to confess with your, to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. To confess with your mouth. This is your opportunity to confess with your mouth. We're going to open up the quote unquote the doors of the church, as they say in the church. This is your opportunity to give your life to Christ. And we invite you to do just that. We invite you to give your life to Christ on this morning. We invite you to open up and share with us in the partaking of who God is in your life. Mm-hmm. And we thank God for that opportunity to share this with you. We're not going to go through no long, drawn-out processional with the Bible and, where you are in your life, where you are in your circumstances and situations that you're in. You know, the Bible gives us such a grand description of the relationship with God, you know, that I tell people all the time, if we just show the people the beauty of being a part of God, it won't be that hard for people to come into the realization that they need God in their life. Amen. So I want to make sure that I share that with you this morning, that
you know, no matter where you may find yourself at, God is going to love you irregardless. You know, he will love you, you know, brokenness and all, hurt places and all, disappointed places and all. God hears and sees and knows where you are, and he loves you just that much that he will pull you into the place to where you need to be. You know, and sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the place that we're in, the frustrated places that we're in, the hurtful places that we're in, we don't always comprehend and understand. We don't always got it all together. But we do realize and understand that God is working by his power and by his strength, and that by his stripes we are healed, and that all things are working for our good. We have to just get to that place to where we allow God, watch this here, to be God. Walk in the place of fullness, of the fullness of joy of who he is in your life. Don't be frustrated and agitated. Don't worry. Don't fear about what you see, because at the end of the day, God has already set some things in order. We just have to be in the mindset, in the position and place, and saying, okay, God, here it is. Go ahead on and work it out. Go ahead on and fix it for me. Go ahead on and change that thing around for me, because I can't do it by myself. Amen. Amen. So here is your opportunity right now to receive unto you the salvation of God. This is your opportunity. And I implore you, those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, you do not have a relationship with God. My plea to you this morning is that you receive him for yourself. Know him for who he is, in the pardon of, as the world, as the church say, in the pardon of your sin. Know him in your broken place, that way he can fix you and bring you to the place where you need to be. Well, preacher, I want to get right. Yeah. Many have said that, and it came to the point to where they said that, but it was too late for them. It was too late for them. They said, give me a chance to fix it, but they didn't make it to fix it. See, the beautiful thing about it is God, he'll take you just like you are. You ain't got to be fixed. You can be broken down, tore up from the floor up, but he'll still want you to come on in. Come on in. Come on. Come on in. Come on in. So let him be the word that changes your life for the better. Amen? Amen. So we're gonna pray this prayer. We're going to pray this prayer. It's a very simple prayer. It's not a complex prayer at all. Very simple prayer, very direct prayer. Just one of those prayers to where we open it up to God and then God be God. Amen? So let us pray. Just pray these words with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come. Father, I ask that you would be my Lord and my Savior. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that your son Jesus raised from the dead. And because he raised from the dead and shed his blood, I am saved. I receive you now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If you prayed that prayer with us on this morning, I'm going to relinquish my stand, and my wife is going to share with you some important keys that will keep you and help you while you're going through what you're going through as far as this new walk in God. Now, I implore you to continue to listen to the broadcast. Those of you all that are under the sound of my voice, continue to listen to the broadcast. Continue to share the broadcast with your family, with your friends. Share it with your neighbor. Share it with the people who are around you. Share this broadcast. And allow this broadcast to become life to you and life to them. Continue to listen in, because this could be your life source. This could be your source. It could be your push and your drive to get you to where you need to be. Amen? Amen. God bless you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We look forward to you guys being a part of the family, and we want to welcome you to be a part of the family. And thank you so much for being a part of the family of Christ. My wife is going to share these three keys, and then we're going to come back with our ending prayer.
Good morning. Good morning. The first key is get your Bible. The second one, find your church home. And the third one, make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word. This is very critical since you became an overcomer. One, a Bible. Two, a church home. And make sure the man or woman of God is not only preaching the word, but is living the word.
Amen. Amen. We have a long extended prayer list of people that have requested prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, let us continue to pray for those that are on the prayer list. If you did not get an opportunity to share your prayer request with us, we have the media sites that are available that are set up for you to put those prayer requests in. Please, please, please feel free to submit those prayer requests in to the Worldwide Gospel Connection Facebook page, worldwidegospel@gmail.com. Or you can go to the blogtalk.com/ Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast area, and there's a comment section. You can leave your request there. Those three media sites, you can leave your request for you to receive prayer. And I know there's some of you guys under the sound of my voice, well, Pastor Douglas, I have not had an opportunity to do so. Don't worry. Please feel free at the end of the broadcast. We would love for you to put your prayer request in, because we pray. We pray every day. We pray every day, and we want you guys to put those prayer requests in so we can cover those requests that you guys put out for us to pray for. Amen. Amen. Let us go into prayer. Father, we thank you for your awesome privilege, this awesome privilege and power, God, for us to be able to come, God, and cover those that are requesting prayer, God. God, the ones who have submitted their prayer requests, God, and the ones that have not submitted their prayer requests, but we ask them to split those prayer requests into this atmosphere as we begin to pray. Father, we ask you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to move by your power and by your strength. God, do the miraculous, God, on the behalf of those, God, that are seeking you. Father, we understand and know, God, that you are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we have to do, Father God, is trust you and let you be God and let you be big in our life. So we don't want to, God, get into a place to where we don't understand who you are and whose we are. Father, we know that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. Thank you for purpose being made manifest in our life. God, thank you for healing, deliverance, Lord God. God, and thank you for just being God and being big in our life, God, for every situation and circumstance, God, that is under the sound of my voice, God. We pray, God, we lift them up to you into this atmosphere of healing, deliverance, and, God, mind-blowing, setting free power. God, we pray, God, that you would move, God. God, only like you know how. God, strengthen those that are under the sound of my voice. God, let them know that even in this, God, you are God and you are God all by yourself. God, you can do, God, what no man can do. You can show up, God, like no man can show up, God. You can work, God, like no man can work. God, you can do, God, that the enemy desire to come in, God, and keep us from seeing your power and your grace and your mercy be made manifest in our life. God, so we thank you, God, for shielding us from the enemy and all of his power and all of his lies and deceit. God, all of his smoke and mirrors. God, we call on your name, God, to be God and be big in our life. And we thank you for stretching out not just in us, but stretching out through us, oh God. God, we thank you for wisdom, power, grace, mercy, and understanding, God, guiding our footsteps, God, in every way. God, we thank you for covering all of our judicial, God, our mayoral, God, all of our Congress, God, all our governors all over the world. God, thank you for protecting and keeping them, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for protecting and watching over all of our firefighters and first responders, our paramedics, God, our police officers, Lord God. God, every police officer and every branch of police, God, that they are, God, cover them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for our military, God. We pray, Lord God, for our elderly, God, our sick and shut in, God. We pray for all of the nurses and doctors, God, that is dealing with this front line of the coronavirus, God. We pray that you will cover them and cover their family, God. Keep them and watch over them and protect them, God. Cover, keep, and guide them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. God, we pray for little Kaylee this morning, God. We submit her name in the atmosphere again. God, we pray, God, that you would heal, deliver, and set free. God, give unto her, God, peace, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the will of God, God, shall be made manifest in her life. God, that everything is working out for her good. God, we thank you in advance, God, for peace, love, wisdom, and power. God, we lift up Lisa, God, on today. God, we pray that you would touch her by your power and by your strength. God, we thank you, Lord God, for doing, God, the miraculous for our sister. God, move by your power and by your strength. God, do, God, mighty and strong, God, in her life. God, guide, meet, and protect her on every hand. Let the enemy know that it has no power and it has no strength, and that all things are working together for the good of them who love you and who are the called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you for meeting every need, God, showing up in every place, God, doing what you do best, and that is be God and be the bearer of good news for those, God, who have come, God, to you, God, seeking your face and your will to be made manifest in their life. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus do we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so very much for joining us on this morning on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We look forward to you guys being a part of our daily broadcast that we have on every day. Remember to call in. That number is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. We are going to have to come up with some type of way for you guys to, after the broadcast, to call if you want prayer. We're going to have to come up with some type of way to do it. Email us where you guys want us to call you and just speak with you one-on-one to pray with you. You email us or inbox us on the media sites, and we will more than gladly get in contact with you and intercede with you and pray with you. Also, remember, guys, if you guys want to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, if you would like to sow into the Worldwide Gospel Connection, please feel free to go to the Cash App. You can download that app, and you put in $WGC2020. Again, that is $WGC2020, and you can sow a seed of any size to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We'll be greatly appreciative for your seed, and we will also cover you for that seed. We will pray that the Lord will return that seed to you. Now, listen to me. This is not, you're not sowing, and when you sow, we're telling you that you're going to get some kind of grain. That's not what we're saying. But what we are saying is we will appreciate the seed. When you sow that seed, we will pray for you that you release that seed, and that when you release that seed, that seed returns you a thousandfold. That's what we'll pray. Any size seed, we're not going to discriminate what size seed that you sow. Whatever seed that you sow, we will be appreciative, and we're going to pray that God's blessing will flow in your house. And it is not no miracle grow and all this other stuff. That's not what we're saying. Miracle water, so holy soap on the rope. We ain't got none of that. We ain't got it. We ain't there. We ain't doing all that. But we do have blessed oil, but this blessed oil is free. This blessed oil is free. We give this blessed oil out to all the time to people that we come in contact with. This is something that we do. It's just a part of our ministry that we do. When we are so excited about being that voice to be able to do that for the people. And again, if the Lord lay it on your heart to sow a seed, please feel free to sow a seed into the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And that Cash App again is $WGC2020. So any seed, any size, we were greatly appreciative, and we will pray that the Lord return that seed unto you a thousandfold. Amen.
And remember to join Like Never Before Ministries for Tuesday and Wednesday for Pastor Nash. Thursday, Women Day Thursday with myself, and Friday Freestyle Friday with Pastor Douglas and two awesome men of God. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. The email is worldwidegospelconnection@gmail.com. This is a no judgment zone, and on here, iron sharpens iron. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Talk to you soon.
Good day. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights. But when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say that one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. Some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.